Hey, football season is heating up, and we've got the perfect podcast to deliver the scoop on all things NFL. From Amazon Music, the Tom and Hawk Football Show happens twice a week and is hosted by NFL veterans Joe Thomas and Andrew Hawkins. It's your one-stop shop for NFL stories, serious laughs, and a touch of bromance between Joe and Hawk. Between the two of them, Tom and Hawk have 10 Pro Bowl select. Between the two of them, Tom and Hawk have 10 Pro Bowl selections and 2 college degrees. But together, they're a dynamite team that will give you an insider's look at what it's like to be in the NFL and what's going down in the league right now. Pro football is basically a soap opera with too many storylines to keep up with. Thankfully, Tom and Hawk will keep you up to speed each week on what's happening in America's favorite sport. So put on your team's favorite jersey and get ready for some smash-mouth football because it's Tom and Hawk time. I'm going to play a brief preview of the Tom and Hawk Football Show. While you are listening, make sure to follow on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football fans, get ready to celebrate because we are back!
Yeah, Joe, hold on. They don't really know who we are, so us being back doesn't make a whole lot of sense then.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Hawk, let me start over.
I'm Joe Thomas.
He went to 10 straight consecutive Pro Bowls in the NFL as an offensive lineman.
And he's redundant, Andrew Hawkins. He played 7 years in the NFL, and he's probably my best friend in the whole wide world, in spite of his poor grammar.
That's irrelevant, but look, people, we used to host a podcast, and now we're back. Still hosting a podcast, but better, because now we're going to give you football faster.
That's right. The Tom and Hawk Football Show is now on Amazon Music, and every Monday we're doing a mini-cast breaking down the latest in the NFL with 5 stories in just 10 minutes.
And then on Wednesdays, we'll slow it down a little to have some fun.
Yeah, it might get a little weird, but in a good way.
I used to do a little shot of bourbon before these, and it really used to bring out the funny in me, so maybe I got to get back to it.
I get to look at you and your beautiful face and your beautiful studio.
You know what, Joe? I have my mask here in my home studio, which I wouldn't typically put it on, but I don't want to re-catch what the Chiefs have, which is being very, very bad at football. What can Aaron Rodgers do that Kyler Murray can't do? Ride a roller coaster. I get it, okay? He's not the tallest guy in the world.
You were the first very, very, very short person to successfully make it in the NFL. You did the same thing, so I feel like you're more of a trailblazer than he is.
Yeah, I set the pace for Kyler Murray. I crawled so Kyler Murray could walk, okay?
Every Wednesday night, every Thursday after the game, we usually get together and have a meal or have a few drinks, and it usually turns into debauchery, which is a lot of fun.
And I don't care what you say, because you're an old timer and you like vets.
Plus, I don't want to get my house TP'd living in Wisconsin. Right? Just tell me who's going to win and then we'll move on and we can just close this podcast out. No.
You were walking around like, you know, someone had given you a wedgie in the bathroom.
Man, I was like, sweating out.
My last year, I basically packed my bag, showed up at the New England Patriots facility unannounced. Yes. It was like, hey, I'll take whatever you give me if you let me get one of those rings you got in there.
Yeah. Peyton, I appreciate your humor, as always. I appreciate that you want me. That really gives me a lot of warm and fuzzies, but I'm not going to be able to poop on my GM's desk. Because guys like you, Hawk, would take advantage of it. Because you'd go out and get hammered and go out with your buddies all night and call in the morning, oh, I'm so sick, I can't come in. Me and Johnny Manziel, me and the wife got the flu. Can I just sleep it off in bed today? No, they want to see your ass in the building to prove that you're actually sick and you're not just hungover. People like me a little bit in Cleveland because I actually signed autographs for fans when I saw them in the mall and took pictures with people unlike you.
We'll also make some predictions, which typically don't go well for me. I like fun, and I don't mind being wrong. I'm going to say the Cardinals go undefeated, 17-0. I'll be the first idiot to say it out loud.
Tombstone.
Watch, they're going to lose on Thursday Night Football.
I was doing local radio in Milwaukee and Madison, and I was like, keep your eye on this guy, Matt LaFleur. The Joe Thomas theory of winning a Super Bowl, got to have a great quarterback.
This is going to be a controversial one that I'm going to get beaten the head about on Twitter.
Our Hall of Fame quarterback that falls off of a tree like an Aaron Rodgers, who might get traded to Tennessee in the offseason. I don't know. You heard it here first. Follow the Tom and Hawk Football Show on Amazon Music for the exclusive Monday episodes.
And then check us out on Wednesdays on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just heard a preview of the Tom and Hawk Football Show. Thanks for listening, and check it out. Check out Tom and Hawk Football Show every Monday and Wednesday on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.